If you have your Bibles with you this morning and would like to read along with me, I'm going to be reading in the fifth chapter of the book of 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 this morning for our reading lesson. Probably read the whole chapter. This morning there's been a lot of emphasis and a lot of thought. It's been very vivid to me. In a direction that it's been brought out in testimony in Sunday school and these things, and of course me being able to sit back and just watch and listen and being able to see how the Lord orchestrates things. I'm thankful that we serve a God that does that. My thought this morning has to do with basically He leadeth me. It's the leading of God is something that's been mentioned, I know, at least four or five times already this morning, how God leads us and how important it is. And it was mentioned last week about the direction of the church and these things that was brought about. But I'm gonna start my reading in the fifth chapter here in the first verse. It says, "But of the times and of the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. You are all the children of the light and children of the day, and we are not of the night, nor of darkness. Therefore let us not sleep as do others. Let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night. They that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet of the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with Him. Wherefore comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also ye do. And we beseech you, brethren, and know them that which labor among you and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you, and esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient towards all men. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the Spirit. Despise not prophesying. Prove all things. Hold fast to that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is He that calleth you, who also will do it. Brethren, pray for us. Greet all the brethren with a holy kiss. I charge you by the Lord that this epistle be read unto all the holy brethren. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen." In this writing here, we find the Apostle Paul is the writer, and we find that he's speaking to the church at Thessalonica, and he wrote this, while he was in Corinth, after looking back, after being there for a period of time and being with these people and setting this church up, and there was something that he was looking back to this people, and it was like he was trying to edify them and lift them up and give them just a good common sense of direction for where that they needed to go and the things that they needed to do. And I was thinking about, it was mentioned something about the direction of the church last week, and And I got to thinking about, you know, the direction of the church. Brother Burt mentioned this morning in Sunday school that we don't know the day. And in my reading here, we read here that this says that for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord cometh as a thief in the night. That no man knows the day or the hour or when the Lord will come. Now, I know the Bible teaches us and it gives us signs, if you will, of things that is to come towards the end. We can look back at some of the writings of Jesus over in the book of Matthew, and we can see how as he states some of these things in the 24th chapter of the book of Matthew about when the Lord is going to come back and some of the signs of the things that was going to happen before. In the 24th chapter, and just starting in the 23rd verse, it says, "Then," and this is basically after there's another part of this that's mentioned here, and I believe it has to do with the destruction of Jerusalem by Titus in 70 AD. And in this 23rd verse here, it goes on to say, "Then if any man shall say unto you, Lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not, for there shall arise false Christ and false prophets, and shall great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, Behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in secret chambers, believe it not." You know, we live in a world today that there is a lot of people that is claiming religion, and I hope not, but most likely in many instances they're chasing money. They're trying to get money. They're trying to build big buildings and big churches and fill them full of people. But the Lord is not there. Here at this church, I am so blessed and thankful to say the Lord meets with us. And that's just a fact. It's just a fact. It's a fact of the matter. It's nothing to brag about. It's something to be thankful about. And I'm thankful this morning that the Lord meets with us. But there's so much that is going on in this world. And now we know that there's false prophets and there's all kinds of false teachings out in this world. There has been since the time of Christ. In this very writing here, there was false writings. There was people that was coming along behind the apostles, Apostle Paul and the writers. And they were making their own writings of false writings. And they was claiming to be apostles. And they was doing all these things. So all this stuff has been going on for a long time. But the visibility of the falseness that's in this world today, the Bible speaks that Satan would show himself as an angel of light. And he does. He shows himself as an angel of light. You know, some people say, well, at least I'm going to church. You know, at least they're going to church, you know. But if it's the wrong church and they're teaching the wrong thing and they're not teaching the true way of salvation, a half-truth is a whole lie. A half-truth is a whole lie. The importance of salvation, the importance of meeting together with a people that serve God, that love God, that know God. That's what God expects. And that's what God wants. There's a lot of things, you know, it says here, you can go on down in verse 29, it says, immediately after the tribulation of those days, basically saying to say that immediately after those things that happened in 70 AD, where the Jerusalem was destroyed, immediately after the tribulation of those days, shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers from heaven shall be shaken, and then shall appear the Son of Man, the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other." Now, this is what Jesus said is going to happen when he returns one of these days. He's coming back. He's told us in His Word. And this is just one instance where He has told us these things. He is coming back. It is a definite. And there's reason why that he wants everybody to know that he's coming back is that so that they'll heed the time while they're here. He's coming back as a judge to judge this world, to judge the things that's gone on in this world, to judge our lives, and to judge if we've ever believed. Have we ever believed? Have we ever trusted? He's coming back one of these days. And we've already said, no man knows the day, but there's a lot of signs and there's a lot of things in our reading that we read today is that we shouldn't be surprised, basically, to paraphrase what was read. We shouldn't be surprised when the Lord comes back. Those of us that know the Lord and are actually have our eyes open and are visibly seeing the things that's going on around us in this world, there shouldn't be a big surprise to us. It was said this morning, you know, about we don't have that promise of tomorrow and we don't know what's going to happen. We don't have the promise of the end of the day. But I did say one thing, that if you've been saved by God's grace, you're a winner either way. Salvation is the most important thing, that in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Give thanks. Give thanks. Be thankful. Don't be one of these wanton people that just never happy with nothing. Always wanting more. Nothing's never good enough. Be thankful what God has blessed you with. Be thankful. If you have your health to be able to be here this morning, be thankful. Because there's some that ain't. I know Brother Dunn's thankful to be here this morning, ain't you?
Amen.
I know you are. It's a good thing when we can do these. We can feel this way and we can be this way as in one body, in one accord, as the Bible teaches the church to be. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. The very God of peace, the peace that's brought about in the church and in the things that goes on and the decisions that we make, just makes it smooth, don't it? Just makes things easy. Because He leads. When we put Him in the lead, when we put God in the lead, when we let Him lead in our home, in our lives, at work, in our church. Faithful is He that calleth you, who will also do it. Brethren, pray for us. I certainly desire your prayers. I know I need your prayers because I just want to say what God wants me to say. And God knows what you need to hear. God knows what's on your heart. He knows what troubles you have in your life. He knows what you need to hear. That's the reason I ask prayer for me, that I can do that. That I can just do that. Greet all brethren with a holy kiss. We don't do that no more, but we can shake hands and we can speak verbally to one another. We can tell one another we love each other. We can show this affection to one another. And we can lift one another up. Love is a powerful thing. It can break down walls and barriers. It can just... Oh, Satan don't know what to do with the love of God. He can't touch it. He can't get his hands around it. He can't grasp it. He don't know how to destroy it because it cuts through all that evil and bad. We love and one another and do like we're supposed to do. In God's eyes, Love is contagious. Love is contagious. When we show somebody we love them, they show somebody they love somebody, and it goes on and on. When we tell somebody about Jesus and they get saved, that's the way it works. We tell them about Jesus. We do that because we love them and we want to see their soul saved. We tell them about Jesus that they might trust Him with Him and believe in Him and repent of their sins and be saved. And when the Lord saves their soul, that love is shed abroad in their hearts, and they share that love. Love of Jesus is contagious. And I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for that. That's my message for this morning. That's my message, and actually my thoughts for the directions of this church as we come into this year. It's not specific or detailed or anything else. It's simply that we allow the Lord to lead us. In every aspect and everything that we do, that we allow the Lord to lead us. That we don't take the lead. And when we do that, He's going to continue to meet with us. He's going to continue to be with us. I was looking for a song this morning. Brother Burton hit it right on the head with the first song that he sung. Each step I take, it says, each step I take, my Savior goes before me. He's leading us. He hit it right on the head with the first song he sung. This was the song that I was looking for this morning, and the only song book that I could find it in was one in the back. It says, He leadeth me. That's the name of the song. He leadeth me, O blessed thou, O words with heavenly comfort fraught. Whatever I do, wherever I be, still 'tis God's hand that leadeth me. Sometimes mid scenes of deepest gloom, sometimes where Eden's bowers bloom, by water still over troubled sea, still 'tis hand that leadeth me. Lord, I would clasp thy hand in mine, nor ever murmur, nor repine. Content, whatever lot I see, since 'tis my God that leadeth me. And when my task on earth is done, when by grace, thy grace, the victory won, even death, cold wave, I will not flee, since God, through Jordan, leadeth me. And the chorus is, He leadeth me. He leadeth me by His own hand. He leadeth me. His faithful follower I will be, for by His hand He leadeth me. What a song. What a song. That's my message this morning. That's my thoughts. Let the Lord lead us, and we'll be fine. We'll be fine. Be a thought or a word on anyone's heart this morning. Anything else on anyone's mind? If not, I'll stand. We'll be dismissed. Those of you who can, will come back tonight, 6 o'clock. We're still going through our study. Appreciate each and every one of you being here today. If you're busy with us, I hope you'll come back.
Ask you to help us to take it and apply it to our daily lives. Back to this world. world and apply it to our friends and tell our friends and family about it, that they might realize where they stand before you, dear God, before it's everlasting too late. We just ask you to go with us throughout this year, dear God, and help us live lives that would be pleasing to you, dear God, that would lift up your name as the most important thing. We just ask you to go with us as we go our separate ways, that we might be able to return at another point in time. Most of all, thank you for saving our souls. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.